We've been doing some very important stuff lately. We've been trying to select a new slogan for Orange County. And Laurie, we have 11 slogans that are kind of the finalists.
Right.
But how's the voting going and what's happening with this campaign right now?
Wow, Ron, it's been a real surprise, this campaign, because namely Orange County folks really feel a sense of pride about their county. There's been much more response than we ever anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
This was the idea of the commissioners. The commissioners felt, since it was time to rename our You'll Be a Fan for Life campaign and sign, that they really wanted to hear from the public, and boy, did we.
Well, we probably don't have time to go into all of them, but
right.
Tell us maybe the top three or four.
Sure. So you remember it started with almost 800,
mm-hmm.
and then we whittled it down to the top 11 after lots of community engagement, and right now there's four finalists that I really encourage folks to weigh in on.
Mm-hmm.
So number one has definitely been, welcome to Orange County, visit today, stay for life.
I like it. That's
and
good.
Really the response has been that this is accurate. Mm-hmm. That most of us came for a visit, fell in love, and stayed for life.
That's exactly
it. Hit a chord with many people.
Mm-hmm.
The second one has been, welcome to Orange County, where great minds think differently.
That's good, too.
I like that, too, because people want the traveling public to know that we're a little different.
Yeah.
You know, and I think our track record, our narrative in this country would definitely enforce that. We do think a little differently here, and that's part of our appeal.
That's a good slogan as well.
And then the third one is, welcome to Orange County, around the corner, ahead of the curve.
Yeah, that says a lot, too.
That's a lot, too. So we're welcoming folks around the corner, pull off, enjoy us, and we're definitely ahead of the curve in our thinking. We've introduced a lot of legislation and initiatives that have definitely set the tone for the country. So that's very accurate, too.
That's for sure. Mark Chilton did a commentary about that just yesterday.
Oh, he did?
You know, chains start small, and, you know, Carrboro has done some things in the past that have become very mainstream in later
Absolutely.
Years. They were ahead of everybody else.
And at first, it seemed shocking,
yeah.
And then it became very much embraced. And mm-hmm. I would have to say, anecdotally, that Carrboro folks tend to be voting in for where great minds think differently.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Chilton is a great leader and a smart man. And
Laurie Policelli, you're a great leader, too, for your work in the Visitors Bureau and everything. We appreciate you in Orange County. But tell me, for the folks who want to vote on this,
right.
Time is running out.
Right.
What do they need to do?
So we're taking votes on your site, chapelboro.com, mm-hmm. until next week, the 22nd.
Right.
And votes is a strong word, Ron. Votes sort of implies that the slogan that gets the most votes wins. Really, what we're going to do is give all these fan favorite comments to the commissioners, and they'll determine. And whoever weighs in gets put in a hat to win a wonderful weekend at Siena.
Wow.
And dinner for two at Apollo. I don't know if you've been to the new Apollo yet.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
With Teddy Diggs, yeah. You know, the chef they brought in from Martha's Vineyard. It is unbelievable. It is fantastic. So go in, tell us what you think. Again, visit today, stay for life, where great minds think differently, around the corner, ahead of the curve. And then fourth is where education meets opportunity. Four very good sentiments about Orange County, a great county. It's a pleasure for us to be here, and I hope folks will tell us where their heart is.
And there's some other really good slogans there, too, that people have come up with. It's amazing how creative people in Orange County are.
Yes, yes, and even the kind of little jabs at us have been sweet and fun, because I think that people care.
Yeah.
You know, they really care. They don't just say, whatever. There's no apathy here. We've learned that.
Well, you know what Jesse Helms supposedly said about Chapel Hill all those years ago? We don't need a zoo in Asheboro. Just put a fence around Chapel Hill.
Ron, are you suggesting another slogan? Welcome to our zoo?
No.
Welcome to our zoo?
I would never do that. All the animals run free here. All the animals are free range.
We're lucky. We're very lucky people, and this contest has helped reinforce that.
Yeah. Well, Laurie, always good to talk to you.
You too, sir.
Thank you for coming in, and this decision's going to be made fairly soon. So
yes.
We'll let you know what it is.
Yes, we'll be back here to announce it. So thanks to all.
And then it will appear on that sign.
That sign, and maybe more signs, and maybe more places.
That's right. I'm all in favor of that.